KVTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. Today, we continue our conversation from last month about how employers in Ventura County are working to attract young people to careers in their industries. With us in studio are two WIB Award winners who have been recognized for their exceptional commitment to investing in our work future workforce. So here we have Debbie Hill, Program Administrator and Director of Volunteers for Ventura County Medical Center and Santa Paula Hospital. Also, and I'm going to get this right, Tavi.
Perfect.
Thank you very much. Udrea.
Even better.
Hey, wow, look, I'm on a roll. Director of Global Training and Development for Haas Automation in Oxnard. Also a WIB member and co-founder of the Manufacturing Roundtable of Ventura County. So let's start it off, Tavi. In today's world of technology-based manufacturing, I understand that employers are still struggling to fill high-paying jobs. Why is that? It sounds so impossible that these would be the jobs that would be taken first, but it's not turning out that way. So why is it, and how can you get kids and their parents interested in manufacturing? When you use the word manufacturing and high paying, a lot of times people don't make that connection.
You are so right about it. Manufacturing is the highest paying sector in Ventura County, and I'm not sure people know that.
I didn't.
See? And it's no longer a dirty job. It has that connotation of being a hard job, and it's not. It's actually a clean, safe, high-paid job, a job that requires these days a lot of math, a lot what we call STEM education.
Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Exactly. And why are we failing? It's because we're not building the foundation. We're not giving the kids today that foundation that they can build on so they can go on and get jobs in manufacturing.
Yeah, there's a lot of jobs that you can kind of learn as you go, but if you don't have a basis in mathematics, you're doomed.
Exactly.
You really are. 2 years later, okay, go pick up these courses, because there's this little thing like algebra and calculus that you might have to catch up on. So we need to make this a base in junior high and high school.
Even sooner than that.
Oh, don't say that.
Even sooner than that, we need to expose the kids to the beauty of math and STEM education.
And I think that's a great word to use, because so many kids see it as torture, and that more arts and languages and things, PE, are the beautiful things. But there is an elegance to numbers that one day Rich and I will find. Let's go to Debbie now. Job opportunities in healthcare are growing and changing, especially with healthcare reform. What kinds of healthcare jobs in Ventura County will offer a real future for young people? Debbie.
Well, first, I won't pretend to guess what's going to happen with healthcare reform, but our generation, my generation, the baby boomers, are all getting to be retirement age, and very quickly. So healthcare is going to be an industry that will continue to grow and grow. Our program, our students, are hopefully getting a look at what it's going to be like in that arena. So in Ventura County healthcare programs, I think any healthcare program is going to be something that is going to be sought after.
So let's look also at hospital intern programs. In my day, I think they called them candy stripers
a
long time
ago. Little girls wore pink stripes.
And they did stuff in the hospital. And again, back then, my ignorance, I thought, well, why are they doing this? You know, what's going on here? So how does it pay off for the students, the hospitals, and the healthcare industry? How is it a triple win?
Definitely a triple win. Our kids come to us, boys and girls, and get to experience what it would be like to be in the healthcare environment. Sometimes when you're talking to kids and you're talking to them about coming into the hospital, their eyes get round, they start breathing heavy, they don't want to have anything to do with the hospital. So encouraging them to come get over those first jitters is part of it. But for them to see that there are 123 different occupations that happen within the healthcare setting, you don't have to be a doctor, you don't have to be a surgeon. You can do many things in the healthcare profession that don't require that math, as my friend said. And it gives them the opportunity to see that. Many of our ancillary services are going to require much assistance in the near future because of our growing older population. So I encourage our kids to when they're in our environment, to look and be a part of everything that they see. Because, you know, you may not want to be a nurse, but you might be a radiological technician or a respiratory therapist. Or you might want to work in dietary and be a dietitian or a cook or a maintenance provider that does everything within the hospital setting. So it does give our kids an opportunity to see that, to experience that. And we're excited to be able to offer that in Ventura County for our youth.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity there. Let's go back to Haas Automation and the Manufacturing Roundtable have made youth outreach a priority. Now, including opening doors to manufacturing businesses in Ventura County and some other areas. So tell us about that, Tavi.
Well, at Haas, we open the doors to education groups of all ages. They come in, they get a tour, they get a presentation on the beauty of manufacturing and what they can do with their hands and with the machines. But also through the manufacturing roundtable, we're trying to attract all the manufacturing in Ventura County to do similar things. Open their doors, have the kids go see that there is a future for them in manufacturing.
Yeah. When you think of manufacturing, again, I think if anybody saw the movie 8 Mile, guys with gloves on and smoke everywhere and you're throwing around heavy metal, very aggressive. But that, again, that's a stereotype that we have from all these years gone by. And it is, don't go in with any preconceived notions, cliches, or any of the
above.
We
invite anybody in education, especially teachers and counselors, to come and visit Haas. Visit other businesses in Ventura County to see what manufacturing is today. Manufacturing today is about cleanliness, safety, robotics, about doing things easy.
Skills and a paycheck. It sounds good. Now, let's open this up to each of you. What advice would you give other employers who want to attract and build the skills of our future workforce in Ventura County? Let's go with Debbie first.
I would encourage them to go to the WIB site. There are many other organizations listed on that site, but I would also say that your organization is going to gain tenfold what you put out. Our organization has developed not only the workforce program, but the younger worker. So we get them through the volunteer program, they come in and they are our employees. You already know them, you've got a relationship with them. Any employer who hires youth and who has programs for the youth will benefit tenfold.
It's because it's all about the future, and you're going to need skilled, knowledgeable workers who have sort of been able to see what it's like, have found their niche, maybe even by the time they get through whatever school they're going to go to. And so they're there for you in 5 or 10 years when you're going to need them in 5 or 10 years, right?
Have you seen my notes? the average skilled worker's age, it's 56. Somewhere between...
I'm finally below average. Well, I've been below average a lot, actually, but this is wonderful news. That is a great stat right there.
So they need to be replaced. They mean they
oh boy.
In 5, 10, 15 years, up to them. I don't think we have the pipeline yet to replace those skilled workers. We need to do something now.
And that was working so well until he said I needed to be replaced. That was cool.
Well, he meant it in a benign way.
Sure, sure, yeah, absolutely. But
I meant skilled workers.
Yeah, skilled workers. Thank you again. I should have gone with the STEMs myself. You know, I have youngsters. I have small children. So it is essential that we teach them through the STEM, give them every opportunity in the world, see what they like, where their skills seem to be aimed, and we can do that and give them great careers where they're also very happy and satisfied within the work.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming in today. That was some great information. If you are a Ventura County employer who provides opportunities to young people and you want to do that, please take a minute to visit www.wib.ventura.org. Click on the business line and let the WIB know about the good work that you are doing. That's the business line at www.wib.ventura.org, wib.ventura.org. Thanks a million for coming in. Great information, as always, on the WIB Wednesdays.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.
It's 8:54.